Ollie, so it's been a bit of a while. Wharfdale at home, how was it for you?
So happy to be back in the fray. That sort of first couple of minutes I just ran around aimlessly, almost, you know, just trying to get the energy out, I suppose. But no, you know, good 15 minutes to sort of come back, and then hopefully I can sort of build from there, really.
And, you know, you've been out for a long-term injury. How have you sort of, I know you've occupied your time with helping on the website and doing various things for
exactly.
the programme,
yeah.
but, you know, keeping yourself fit, how's that been?
Setup is so good that even when you're injured, you know, you've still got a gym programme to work to. You know, once you can run, if you've been out from running, then, you know, there's lots of fitness and rehab to be done. So you know, I've sort of just been following the doctor's orders, really, and you know, you just do see the results when you come back to play. You know, I felt pretty fit today, if I'll say so myself.
and came on after with 15 minutes to go. When you see the dominance of the pack in the early parts of the game, do you relish coming into that sort of situation?
Oh yeah, when you're sat on the bench and the scrum's going forward and the pack are dominating, you just can't wait to get on and sort of contribute to it, really. You know, it's when the scrum's going backwards, perhaps you get a bit more nervous. But no, I just couldn't wait to get on.
And for a lot of people, the front row is a dark art, really. You got people like Coach Ricky Nebbitt, and you got Chris Chesney in the forwards, sort of helping out with that. You know, how valuable is their experience to sort of help you guys?
Oh, vastly. I mean, you know, to have someone like Ricky coaching the scrum is ideal. I mean, he's played a hell of a lot of Premiership games, and you know, he's played professionally for ages. I mean, he's getting on, he's very old now, so there's lots of experience. So yeah, it's just great to learn off someone like Ricky. I mean, Ricky was playing last year, so it's worked really well of him sort of staying within the squad but moving to a coaching role, because he's got a lot of knowledge to impart. And then a big guy like Chesney behind you when you're scrummaging is always helpful.
It's really the front five that people talk about. It's those the big units in the second row helping push you guys in the front row.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, we always say it's always an eight-man shove. I mean, if you're spotted on the video having not, you know, in the back row, having not really been pushing, and you know, you often see flankers with their head up, sort of looking where the ball is. If you're not pushing in the back row and the scrum's going backwards, then you're in trouble, really. We always emphasise it's an eight-man shove. But you know, obviously, front row comes first as well.